High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number 5, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
On News Talk.
This is The Hard Shoulder. Sexism, racism and gaslighting. Just a few of the accusations levelled against the hit reality TV show Love Island. And I say a few is the understatement of the century, because about 3,500 complaints have been made in the last week alone. So many that Women's Aid, the domestic abuse charity, has revealed that they're in talks with ITV bosses after viewers expressed concerns over the misogyny and the controlling behaviour being shown on screen. Dr. Charlotte Proudman is a barrister specialising in violence against women. Charlotte, you're very welcome to the show. Are you uneasy about what you see on your TV screen at night?
I am. I think there's something particularly awful about the fact that it does come into your home as well. And, you know, we all watch this as a form of entertainment, as titillation or a bit of fun. But of course, what you're seeing is the real lives of individual contestants play out before your very eyes. And unfortunately, it's descended into what I describe as gaslighting, even cusping on emotional abuse, swearing, aggressive behaviour, and there most definitely is a gender dynamic here in men perpetrating this against women. And it does make you feel extremely uncomfortable and uneasy, especially as no one seems to be calling it out on Love Island itself, and certainly not ITV. Clearly, they have a duty to do so.
And do you think this is, I don't know if you have watched previous seasons, do you think this is a problem that's gotten worse? I mean, there are complaints every year. I mean, is this a particular toxic group?
Well, I think that it's always existed on Love Island, and it, you know, it generates toxicity. They want a sensationalized form of, you know, relationships. They want an unhealthy dynamic so that people are engaged in it. They want to watch it. And, you know, they go onto social media and they cover it in quite a lot of detail. I mean, every single move that people make on Love Island is being judged in this kind of very objectifying, sexist, and even racist manner. So, I mean, it's always been very toxic. I think perhaps what we're seeing now, though, is a heightened awareness of things such as gaslighting, which before wasn't part of our vocabulary. And now we're able to call it out when men, especially, of course, some women, but in this context, men on Love Island are, you know, saying to women, actually, what you're describing as happening is not true. That's not a version of social reality. And suggesting almost what I see in court, the other end of the spectrum, is saying that they have sort of a mental health condition and that's why they have a warped perception of reality. The difference is, of course, we're all watching this and we know that what a woman has said on Love Island, for example, I wasn't flirting with him, when she's accused of flirting, is in fact correct. And so you're seeing that gaslighting play out. It's become a guide in a way to how to behave in this way and how to get away with it.
And is the problem as well then, Charlotte, not so much you and me watching it, because I suppose we recognise what is happening and we recognise the way people are behaving and what's wrong with it. It's that younger people who are maybe not equipped with that life experience are watching it and they think, you know what, this is actually obviously how relationships work. And actually, the best type of partner to be is an utterly compliant one.
I think there are two things. I think one is that it's definitely, no doubt, going to have an impact on the younger audience that are watching this and thinking that this is acceptable, permissible behaviour, and might even model that in their own relationships, whether that's being passive and allowing that abuse to take place unchecked and without challenging it, or you are the abuser in some ways and you're gaslighting your partner and you think that's okay. So I think that's one aspect of it. I think the other one, which is perhaps even more insidious, is the notion that this is a microcosm of people's real relationships behind closed doors. This is actually what's happening up and down the country. You know, 1 in 3 women are victims of intimate partner violence. So this type of behaviour really is not unusual. I think what's unusual perhaps about it is the fact that it's not being challenged on Love Island. We expect someone to step in on a public platform and say, that is not okay. We know that's not happening behind closed doors, but we expect on TV for someone to hold these people to account. And that's just not happening.
Another thing that I know people have focused some of their complaints around as well is the age of some of those involved. And I don't mean the viewers this time, I mean the competitors. And I've tried to shy away from naming anybody up to now because, you know, that there's editorial decisions and we don't necessarily know what we're seeing. And people have to come back out to all of this and to find out that they've been talked about on national radio, for example. But I'm going to name one, Gemma. She's only 19 years old. She was in her mid-teens when COVID struck, which only seems like yesterday to most of us.
No, absolutely. So she coupled up with David. It's, you know, a fact. We saw it happen on Love Island. He was 27, she's 19. So 8-year age gap, particularly at that time when you're still in your teens, is a massive age gap. You know, someone who's bordering on the age of 30 versus someone who was 16 at the time of COVID. And of course, there's a gender dynamic as well, him being older, more powerful, and her being an awful lot younger. With everything that she says, every move she makes is being judged by millions of people, as with him. And, you know, the fact that that is shown in this way almost suggests that this type of age gap is completely fine. If anything, it's something that people might look up to and think, oh, that looks cool. You know, going out with someone older and looking at the attention that you get from that and looking at it as a form of power and currency in this way, I think is very dangerous. We should be showing that this is not acceptable. Whilst I appreciate that many people say, well, look, you know, Love Island is fake. It's not real. How many people watching that actually understand that when you're 13 or 14 and watching this? And how many people actually then try and replicate it? Not to mention all the people, of course, that actually want to be on this show.
Yeah, listen, I think there's lots of relationships, lots of people rather out there in relationships where there's an age gap and they get on perfectly well. But it's worth, I think, reiterating that point that when Davide was Gemma's age, she was 11. And I think there is something wrong with that, given she's still a teenager. And on the show, Charlotte, it's been really interesting talking to you. Dr. Charlotte Proudman is a barrister. She specialises in violence against women. 5360 text number. Let me know, have you felt a little uncomfortable maybe watching some of it on your screen? Perhaps you think they've put in place all the safeguards they need to and all it is entertainment. Let me know your own views. Dave Alman in County Kerry is after getting in touch. He says, Kieran, as I listen, I'm on my way to Castle Island, County Kerry, to open my new current account where? At the credit union. I'm closing all AIB accounts as the branch there are going cash and checkless in September. I'm sick of giving out about them. Actions speak louder than words. Dave, thank you for the text. 53106. The number. Now, new research has revealed that 75%, three quarters of young people think that table manners are a thing of the past. From talking with their mouth full, elbows on the table, phones out at dinner, the younger generation apparently not too fussy about any of it. Well, we send our own reporter, Thomas Copeland, a man of impeccable manners, to see if young people care about dinner table etiquette as much as their grandparents.
No, they do not. I think that they don't think it's important, like old people do.
They're very respectful, I think. This generation, the younger generation. Yeah.
Is it okay to have your phone out at the table?
No, absolutely not. Oh my gosh, no. Instagram at the table is my worst nightmare. No.
People just can't put their phones away and I don't know why. It's not that hard.
I think it depends on the situation. Like, if you're out for dinner with someone, that's a bit rude. But, like, if you're just sitting having dinner with your family after work, it's not as... I don't think that's rude.
I'm not from that generation, like your generation. Thank God I missed out on that, because everybody's stuck with a phone now, right? They're just more engrossed on their little whatever it is they're watching on the screen, like every waking moment.
I don't know, I feel like old people now, or older people, are more likely to be on their phone than younger people now, anytime I'm having dinner. I was told growing up, put your phone away, but now when I'm sitting around the table, they got their phones out, you know, going crazy on Facebook and everything.
Okay, and what about talking with your mouth full? Is that okay?
I hate it. I absolutely hate that. I just can't stand the sound of people eating.
I think it's kind of gross. And you're spitting everywhere and I don't know. Like, why? Just swallow. It's not that urgent.
Do you ever put your elbows on the table?
I try not to if I'm with my grandparents. I'm conscious of it because I get told off.
Oh, I hate that. My dad does that. Shaking the whole table over with his hand gestures and everything. You know? It's all rickety, you know? Your glass of water shaking, vibrating. It's like I'm in Jurassic Park and there's a dinosaur coming for me.
All right, some of the views of people speaking to our own Thomas Copeland about a table manners. Ross Golden Bannon, he's going to be along a little bit later to talk about that research in more detail. 75% of young people are thinking, you know what, people are too fussy about table manners. It's all right. Put your feet up, put your elbows on it, chew with your mouth open, do whatever you want. 53106, I'd love to hear your own views. Stay with us after the break. We were just talking about Love Island. We're going to be talking about an island of a different nature and the opportunity to live there rent free for a year. Stay with us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.